Now, I chose to believe that. I think we can choose to believe things, and we can choose to not believe things. And I chose to believe that, and I have very clear memories of my first and second year back in the classroom, sometimes going to meetings, but at the end of the day of teaching with kids, I would go into bed saying, the only thing that went right today was I didn't drink. I taught at the same school, drunk and sober, and last year I was invited back for, I think it was the 25th anniversary of some kids I taught, when they were, now this was the first class I taught with me being sober. And I went back to the, and I was not a very good teacher that first year back. I was in my second year of sobriety, and I was a raw nerve. Skin had not yet grown back over me. I went to meetings every day. I was frenzied. I was crazed. I used some tools like deep breathing to walk through the campus instead of running out of terror. I taught at a very racially integrated school, and I was so frightened that everybody looked the same. I didn't know who anybody was. I couldn't remember names. I think I was a barely adequate teacher my first year back. And now this is my experience, and yours may be different. It's easier to teach when you're drinking. Because you care about a lot less. And I wasn't reacting to everything that happened. The nerve was just there. Anyway, I was there for this 25th reunion, and these kids were there, and I saw them, they were 17, 18 years old, they're now like 40. And a couple I liked, and a lot I remembered, and a lot didn't remember me, which is just fine. But I sat down next to one of the other teachers who'd been in the school for a very long time, and he was a brand new teacher when I was a second year teacher and still drinking. And we had dinner together. And he taught in the math department, I taught history. We didn't speak, you know, we had nothing to say to each other. But here, 30 years later, 25 years later, we're talking, and the guy's name is Alan, and he says, Tom, I know we're not tight buddies, but I'd just like to say something to you that I've been wanting to say for a long time. He said, I remember when you were drinking. And I've seen you sober now for a long time, because I go back to the school for different things. And he said, it's really wonderful to see how you're alive now. He said, I remember one morning, and I just went, oh no. He said, you came into the teacher's room, you looked awful, and you sat down at the desk, and you put your head in your hands, and you said, I've got to teach in 20 minutes, and I'm still drunk. That was one of his first memories as a first-year teacher, me. You know? My experience with a lot of this is healing takes a long, long time. Healing takes a really long time. I heard someone say that your first year is for physical recovery, and your second year is for emotional recovery, and your third year is for spiritual recovery. I think that description was drawn up by somebody with 4 years. It's been my experience that the first 10 to 12 years were physical. And the second set of 10 to 12 are kind of emotional. And we're hoping for spiritual breakthroughs any moment, you know. But it's really slow. I know this is the quote-unquote Sunday morning spiritual meeting. And let me do a little bit of reflection on that. I am a Catholic priest. I was ordained in 1978. I'm in active ministry. I do a lot of work doing different kinds of things. I have an interesting life. I'm happy with it most of the time. My boss came to see me a week or 10 days ago, and this is part of our Jesuit thing. The boss comes once a year, and this, you know, they can announce things to you like, you know, your job's changed, or we're moving you this, or something like that, you know, or you're fired, you know, any of those things. You know, I'm sober, I'm around, I'm a mature, grown-up person. 3 days before he shows up, I'm anxious, I'm afraid, I've got anxiety coming up. I know he's going to say something ferociously awful to me. None of that happened. None of that has ever happened. But authority figures can get me anxious. And the first time, I mean, I had a big job and a big responsibility, and one of these, you know, guys came in to see me, and his first things to me were, "Do you feel supported enough?"